With that, I'd entertain a motion of adoption, or with amendment.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the additions. Yes.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Shirley? Alan?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yep.
Okay, motion carried. Moving right along this evening to the consent agenda. One item this evening, minutes of the regular meeting of October 8, 2019. Has everybody had a chance to go through those? If so, I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita? Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Shirley? Danny?
Yes.
Okay. Did we miss anybody? I don't remember an Alan.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay. Hannah Shirley. Okay. With that, we'll move on to reports this evening. Number one is the finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for September was $65,893.27. September sales tax revenue was $86,603.67. Pretty quiet, just working on audit.
Okay. Questions for Krista?
Those numbers are they're up a little bit there. Is that a little bit with that online sales tax that we're getting a little bit from? Are we seeing any of that coming in yet?
We've been getting Amazon.
Right on, good.
Shannon, do you know how long we've been getting
it? The last couple quarters.
Oh, okay. Nice. Keep more and more of that coming in. I guess
yep.
It's on the AML agenda for some more of that, so.
Yeah.
It's good to see. I mean, at least they're still out.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah. Any other questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. Moving right along this evening to number two, our administrator, and Jordan, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We covered a lot of things today during the workshop. I was going to touch on some other things. Back to what Emil said about online sales tax. I've been working with a couple of different municipalities across the state with NEALS to develop an online sales tax framework. It's a little bit complicated for the state because we don't have there is no statewide taxing authority. So like in Texas, there's a sales tax, and each county remits it back to the town or township or whatever. So we're working on that. If the city wants to go ahead and do the online sales tax, we'll adopt some language. Work we've done that so far is to kind of harmonize the language so we can use plug and play into the code. We can keep, you know, we don't have to tax everything. Like right now, food that's bought to be sold, to be prepared to be sold, like for restaurants, that's not taxed. So things like that, we can keep the exemptions out. So we'll still keep control over the tax code. So the Department of Shared Revenues, Fisheries, have not gotten back from the state on how they're determining the value. So that's going to be a process. Also, the shared landing tax we get that we adopt by ordinance each year, usually it's about $42,000. I expect that's going to be a bit lower this year. So it's another loss. The 2016 pink salmon disaster, I know that the fishermen have been paid. I believe the processors have been paid.
I don't think we've been paid yet. I know that
the paperwork has
been out and sent in, and they're supposed to disperse in December.
Okay, so but that's...
So the crew members' deadline is at the end of January, though.
Really? I think it's up to the captains to put their crews down.
So I know the people who are impacted the most are going to get the chefs sooner than later. And then for the city, as well as probably the borough as well, there's just some government turf battle, frankly. But it's coming. I'll be presenting at the Solutions East Borough Strategic Planning two-day meeting in December. So do my best to represent the city and to make sure our voices are heard, our concerns are heard, our needs are properly addressed. DOT will be here tomorrow to do a final inspection on the dock. They expect to be out of here by within about a week, I believe. Everything moved and demoed. Everything demoed. New dock looks pretty awesome. It's an upgrade. That's all I have for right now. Any questions?
Okay, questions for Jordan? Not hearing any. Thank you. We did have a very long workshop today. It went for 2 hours and 15 minutes, so we did cover a lot of territory. So we'll be cruising right along here this evening. Moving right along to number three, it's Department of Public Safety. And Brent, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in October was a fairly quiet month. We don't like to say the Q word, but that's what the chief wrote, so we'll say it out loud. Pretty quiet month. Statistics were, I mean, activity officer-wise and patrol-wise, but down a little bit for overall call volume. Reference future dispatch and radio things. We're hoping to have the radio equipment for dispatch installed by the 19th of November and then start beta testing soon thereafter. So it'll be several-month process to get through that and see if it works, if it's a program or process that we want to move forward with. So, Officer Chandler updated you on the information where the router was provided on the Anchorage end for the internet site, internet access, and then equipment was purchased on this end. So I'll jump down real quick to the EMS portion before we get to the vehicles. Denise Moback, Chief of EMS Division, has a note here just thanking the volunteers that respond in a very short amount of time for being dispatched and for their commitment to the community. They are appreciated, and I'd like to mirror that from the police department as well. They're really impressed with some of the, well, always impressed, but recently we've got an increase in staff numbers on the EMS side, and then I was really impressed with our interaction with some of those new folks recently. So just kudos to them and the training they've received. It's been good. So on to the vehicles. You have a proposal from Chief Henning on the acquisition of two lease return vehicles is what they're called. Agencies will lease them out with 0 miles fully equipped and then return them at a certain number of miles to the same company. The company's name is FCI. They're located in North Bend, Washington, and they are a company that I've dealt with in a lease program at my previous agency. Very reputable, very, very stand-up guys that run that. It's a small business that does really good work. So I have full confidence in the quality of the vehicles and the program they put together. So what you have in front of you is a description of the vehicles, clear down to Carfax reports and maintenance tracking. So just it's something that we would like to pursue to replace before we're behind the eight ball on being able to respond efficiently and effectively as be able to get ahead of the vehicle replacement issues. So this would do that. It would bring us in to much newer vehicles that are fully equipped, short of transitioning some radios over them. So, and we went over the numbers and the information, so if there's any other questions that have come up since then, I'd be happy to try to answer, but with that, that's about all I have.
Very good. Appreciate it. Thank you. Any other questions before we take up the vehicles for Brent?
And just, can I make another comment for the public is, the vehicles will primarily be purchased. The bulk of the acquisition will be funded with drug forfeiture funds that our agency has received through in the forfeiture fund that we can then utilize for equipment and such. So these vehicles will almost be fully funded with that forfeiture fund that we've taken in from cash. That's cash money that's been seized during drug activity and investigations. So.
And those vehicles would reflect that in decals.
The decals that will show funded by drug forfeiture funds. So.
Okay. Well, very good. Thanks. Any other questions for Brent? Not hearing any. We did spend a long time. Again, we were here for quite a while this afternoon, and we did discuss these vehicles for the city, and I think the council had come to some agreement on what they might want to do, and I would entertain a motion if anyone in the council ever would like to go there.
I'll make a motion. As listed from option one, to purchase the vehicles with the $32,000 from the Portage, whatever fund, and the city paying the difference about $7,000, I guess.
Through our equipment budget, okay. Motion's been made. Do I have a second? Seconded by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Jack?
Yep.
Alan?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, guys, and Brent, and we'll get this thing rolling. So
I will let the chief know. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you much. With that, we're going to move right along to the Public Works Manager. And, Dave, I did see you. Why are you hiding? There you are. I'll turn the floor over to Dave.
Thank you. Good evening. During last month, we had some fairly good weather compared to what we have now, and we were able to get a bunch of stuff done outside. Towards the end of the month, we had 4 inches of rain on one day, which kind of helped us decide the ditching that we needed to do to direct any future water. So it was actually a bad thing, but a good thing for us. But we fueled buildings. The three buildings we've been basically filling is the city building, the apartment building, and the water plant. The rest of the buildings have been really good on fuel. We worked on the cat grader. We put new lights on the champion grader. We've been trying to lighten everything up because it's gotten dark real quick. So we did some work lighting on the garbage truck. But we fixed the hatch on the back of the cop car. Worked on the sand truck and serviced it. We're getting all of our equipment geared up right now for snowy winters, so we're trying to get ahead of the game. We worked on a compactor roller, which we still need to do a bunch of work. I need to buy parts for it. West Marine's been trying to use it, but it just runs periodically. So we're trying to figure it out. We graded roads a few times. We hauled rock for the driveways, the first run that Joe Zach needed to do. They wanted to do some of their delivering with a loader, but their loader's too heavy and empty to be on our road, so I asked them not to do that. We cleaned ditches, we had a bunch of old drums that were down at the airport that the state got rid of, and we've been draining them, trying to figure out what flammable liquid they are so we can burn them in the landfill. We use that stuff to start our fires in the morning in the incinerator. We had to buy a heater core for the inside of the cabin champion grader. We hauled rock to the harbor, and Dennis and I worked with TDX to help get the power in as quick as possible. We swept roads, like, 3 times. We ditched up at the school because of some of the erosion that we had seen. As far as landfill, we worked on the trash truck, new lights, serviced it, worked on the skid steer, welding on the bucket. We cleaned around the landfill, and Brandon went on vacation for 2 weeks. While he was on vacation, the guys were running the garbage truck, did pick up around the dumpsters. The recycle center is running good right now. Walter's off work for a month on vacation, so I'm kind of whoever I can get to do the bottles in the morning, trying to get them every day. Water sewer, Dylan did the 10 lead and copper samples. We pulled 3 lift station pumps out last month. There were burned up or had seals that were leaking, so we sent them out. We fixed one of the leaks out in the guy at lift station. It was putting infiltration in the lift station, so it was making the pump come on more. We turned down the big pumps at the water plant. Right now we're running like 87, on an average, 87 gallons a minute. And certain portions of the days we're shutting the plant off because the tank's too full. So we're actually saving revenue as far as electricity you're running it. And that's about all I have.
Very good. Thank you, Dave. Questions? Danny, I keep forgetting about you sitting on the table. Questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Oh, somebody asked me about streetlights. Are we going to be putting any more streetlights in?
We're working on that. Douglas will hit that on his next, in his deal. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have like 20-some down, I think. Wow. So, but anyway, I will hold off on that. Any other questions for Dave? Not hearing any, thank you. Move right along to the Harbor Master, and I will turn the floor over to Douglas Holmberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, it's been a busy month again, you know, we've been hauling the storm boats, about 110 on the beach right now, trying to find room for more people there. And then we add that there, the overdue boat from King Cole, you know, on the 13th of October. It came in late the next day, but worked real well with the Marine Exchange of Alaska down in Juneau. That's a really, really good entity for us mariners to be associated with to help locate, because they have special radios there. They get on certain boats, they can just call them and talk to them. But on this particular instance that the mother got over the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard contacted the provider through Green Exchange to know what boat was there, and they contacted him, and he showed up later on that afternoon, so everything was good there. You know, there's a one adult and three young kids aboard the boat. Yeah. And then we had oil spill in the harbor, which we had to report. Because the Stimson and the state troopers are in town, you know, we couldn't find it there. You know, we lost power. I put down the 13th, but I don't really remember what date we lost power down there. But we finally restored on November 1st, and might as well bring up the streetlights. So I am actively working on trying to get them fixed. Working with Brown Electric in Anchorage, and the main guy who is there is on vacation at the moment, so. But I know there's lots of lights out, and we are, and it's weather permitting, we can work on it too.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
Yeah. And then we had one injury this last month there, and he'll be out for about 6 weeks, so things are slowing down finally. But we still got lots of work to do down there. And then hopefully TVX will deliver a couple of loads of E1 to clean up the mess when it dries up. And I think that's about all I got.
Very good. Thank you, Douglas. Questions? Maybe we get them all answered this afternoon. Go ahead, Jordan.
For Public Works, the city has $750 in a fund from AMLGIA that can be used to purchase safety gear. It's a pretty broad definition of what they'll cover, so headlamps, new vests or whatever, so I just drop a wish list and make it happen.
Well, while you're on that, I think EMS is going to be a portion of that used for new reflective vests for their
Yeah, it's too, for anybody in the city.
Yeah, okay. So we'll, but Dave, you guys too, I think 1 year, and I think maybe we should think about this again, because I was driving to work the other day and people are walking, they have dark clothes on, no reflective gear, and someone's going to bump somebody here one of these times, and it's kind of scary, especially when it's blowing and raining and someone's walking down the street with nothing, reflective on. I know that the city one time was able to purchase those, like, you just Velcro them on or something around your leg or around your arms.
Little pins that you put on the coats.
Yeah, or something. So maybe look at something like that, too, maybe through the police department or something. Alan?
I'm having just been trained in Anchorage, the definition reads something like, as far as the city's liability, any employee exposed to public traffic must wear high vis. So anyone of our crew, harbor crew,
my crew.
You're working on that, I know.
Exposed to public traffic.
Yeah. So anyway, a little scary, but good point, Jordan. And I know it's not a lot of dollars, but let's take a look at where we can get the most bang for our buck on that.
Yep.
So, any other questions for Douglas? Not hearing any. Thank you. We'll move right along this evening to Number six on our agenda, which is our student representative. And Logan, I do believe I will turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor and Council. So student council is just starting to pick up a little bit. Right now, we are starting to plan prom because last year it was kind of a rush, so we're trying to get going on it early, so it's not, so it's just easier. Then we sent in a donation request. So last year we kind of, we went into debt. We didn't quite go into debt, but we don't have enough money to really move forward with anything. So the donation, if approved by the council, would be used to, we have various projects we want to work on, just improving things on the school. It'll help make orders for the student store, which is, we can't do right now, we don't have money, but that's the only way we could make money is ordering. So it's kind of like a, kind of stuck. And then we'll be using that for prom as well. And then December, I think it got moved again. December 2nd is Red Ribbon Week. We're doing that with EATS. It's going to be the whole week of just educating students on alcohol, drugs, and tobacco use. So yeah, we have the help with EATS and that. And then we have a pep assembly this Thursday at 1 o'clock. The wrestlers are leaving, and then the volleyball girls are coming here. So we have two teams that we'll be doing it for. It's school-wide, and then right now the student council is just working on reviewing the constitution and internal changes. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Very good. Questions for Logan? I know I might have missed something, but when does the basketball start? That's what I want to know.
19th is my first practice.
Okay, I'm already getting excited.
19 is the
56th. Okay, good to know, Ingrid.
I just have one question.
Sure.
Junior high is coming over this weekend, not volleyball. So.
Oh, okay.
Junior high basketball.
Junior high basketball? Did you say basketball?
Yeah. I know, we're all patiently waiting for some basketball. So I'm excited for the season. So, but anyway, any other questions for Logan? Not hearing any thank you. And we will move on the agenda. Nothing under hearings, ordinances, or resolutions this month. Old business, number one, is the annexation. And we do have some informational and whatnot. So I will turn this portion over to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to recap briefly, there's only one petition type we can use. This is a legislative method. So that has its own timeline. We couldn't take any action on it until next legislative session just due to those statutory requirements. Geographic scope, you know, we have to, I think we can make a pretty strong case to expand the boundary along fishing boundaries. I'll have a map for review. Proposed revenue, again, it's a crapshoot every year. I mean, some years are good, some years are bad, but at 75 to 150,000 maybe, just depends. Proposed need, one of the things the state did stress was just because they've done something in the past or another city does it this way, it doesn't mean that we can do it. Basically, you know, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? That's not going to fly, but I think we can make a strong case for expansion. Current petitions, they're not really applicable to our situation, but they won't delay the review of ours. They have more than enough staff, from what I'm hearing. But I think we should be able to kind of get a little insight from other petitions. So lastly, the recommendation would be to advance the petition about 90%. There's still some mapping that would have to be done. And then once we know what happens with this current upcoming legislative session, we'll have a better idea on numbers and probably increase need for it. So that's where we stand on that.
Very good. I thank you. And for all you folks that might not understand what he's talking about, we have specific boundaries in the community, in the city's boundaries for taxation, and they don't cover very much. I think they don't even go past, I think, not even up to our new dump over by Danger Point, and then they go out and they include Sandy Beach, and then they come back in, and that's it. So people that deliver their fish every day, if they're within those boundaries, the city of Sandpoint gets their 2% of taxes from that fish. If they unload at, say, the middle or in Foxhole or over in Unga, and say I unloaded at the middle or whatever, my tax dollars go to King Cove. And that's happened quite a bit in the last 20 to 25 years. And on average, we're figuring as the numbers, and it is a crapshoot, but I know that we've lost up to $150,000 and we've as low as $60,000-$70,000. But those are dollars that go out of Sandpoint, and those are, you know, service areas that these people use are Sandpoint. So those monies should come back to this community. And so we're looking at it on a, we did it once, and our scope may have been too big, but we're going to go back and take a look at it again. It would be great if we can just annex the whole island, and some sort of boundary around Pop-Off Island would be a start. So, but we're gonna take a look at that and see where some of the fishing areas that include one of the big ones, or two of the big ones right now that are close by our neighborhood, are Mountain Point and across on the other side of Anga. So those are going to be looked at. I don't know that we can pull that in, but Archidine. But we're going to take a look at that, and that's the reasoning behind the council's looking at this taxation. It will definitely benefit us, and we are losing a little bit at this point, and that all adds up. And you have the years, and it's taking a lot of money away from the city coffers. So, with that, I think we discussed this at length today, and if I got this right, is everybody would like to just give some direction to Jordan to keep moving on this project? Is that okay with the council? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing, yes. So, Jordan, if you would keep moving forward, and then we'll see where we're at as time be, and we'll move on.
Right. So,
very good. But is there any other comments out of the council? Not hearing any. So thank you on that one. We shall move on to new business this evening. Number one is the lobbyist contract. And I will turn that portion over to Jordan also.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we discussed this earlier. The city does employ a lobbyist in Juneau to work on to address needs of the city. This lobbyist was instrumental in getting funds for the new dock. He played a pretty significant role in getting the 139 service, which enables the SOP 2000s to fly here. Unfortunately, looking at our budget, as you know, we'll be fish processed here this winter, so that's going to be a pretty sizable cut. And we did receive a reduction in state funding through shared fisheries tax. So that looks to be about $300,000 that we're not going to be, it's not going to be coming in, which is a pretty good chunk of our general fund budget. So while we still think bark has a value, and he does, but the $12,000 is a bit steep, especially given there's not much money coming out of Juneau right now, and there's no real transportation projects, which is where he really excels. So we discussed, I'll give him a call tomorrow, say that, you know, $12,000 is something we can't really do right now, just given our financial situation, and probably, and get knocking down to $8,000 with the reduction in service. But again, there's not a lot on the horizon where we feel that he would be of assistance. A specific project, I should say. I mean, right. In general, yes, he is of assistance, but specifically on certain projects, more so than others.
Yeah, well, very good. Again, we did discuss this a lot this afternoon. Is the council comfortable if given direction to Jordan to give a jingle tomorrow and move forward with this? Are we all comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan. The direction has been given. Okay, with that, we are going to move right along to number two on the agenda under new business is the Sandpoint School Class of 2020's letter to the city looking for some form of the donation for their effort to the class's senior trip. And I see we have a whole bunch of you in the room today, so we did discuss this again this afternoon at full length, so who is going to speak first? Uh-oh, they're all looking at each other.
Lindsay.
No? Edmund?
Class 2020 was coming to student council to ask for donations to go forward on our class trip down to Los Angeles and San Diego area. It's coming up in April. So we're just kind of looking for any donation that could help.
Okay. How can I ask how we're doing with efforts so far?
So right now we have about $30,000. Just the last couple weeks we've made some progress, but as we said, there's not going to be much fishing this year. I mean, no fishing this winter, so I think it's going to start going downhill. So I think fundraising is going to start slowing down. It's going to be hard. Not much money coming through town. So yeah. We're looking at 39 for the trip, about 43-44 total is what we want to raise, which includes graduation and the trip. So we have about 15,000.
Okay, so you're getting there. Again, we discussed this, and or any other, anybody else want to tap to it? I see you're asking for $3,000, and again, come back to what Logan just said. We're taking the crunch here too, and it's been rough, and we definitely want to help out there. So I do believe that we will be giving something. I think we were talking more in the lines of $1,500. What are the council's wishes?
Yeah, I think it'd be something. I mean, definitely help them out for sure with the budget the way everything is and slowing down to give them something.
Is that in the form of a motion?
Yes.
Sure. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Jack. Discussion?
I just like to say to the students you guys are going to have to understand, too, that this crunch is, you guys are seeing it. You're young. This has been coming for a while. Our numbers have been going down. So it's not that we don't want to help you guys out. It's just that our funding is flattening out here. So, and it's going to get tougher. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. But usually when you see something, it's a while before it's over. So.
Thanks.
With that, good luck. Keep up the fundraising.
Thanks, Jeff. Any other discussion? Well, we haven't voted yet. Any other discussion? Oh, I see. That's fine. Thank you. With that, I haven't heard any other discussion. I would do a roll call, and I know two of you have children in that class, and I don't have a problem with you voting on this. It's not for instant. I know it's a class, so I if you want to vote, you're more than welcome to. So, with that, roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
No.
Shirley?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. I know it's not what you asked fully, but I hope it at least helps some. I know it's tough, and we wish you luck, and I know it'll be a good, fun trip. It's good to get out there, and it sounded like the class last year had a blast, and I think it helps to go out there and branch out before you get out there on your own anyway, and you'll basically get to see all that's going on. So good luck, and have fun when you go out there. With that, we're going to move right along to number 3, and this is a letter from Logan, and again, I think you mentioned, you touched on in your representative speech that you're looking for money for the student council?
Yes.
Did you want to hit a little more on that?
So, as I said, money's not looking too good, so we have about $3 in the account right now. Last year was a tough year for us. We're looking forward to finding more ways we could make money this year. But first of all, we have to have some sort of money to get that going. So it's not just going to be, for student council. This is going to affect every student in the school. So,
okay. Well, thank you. And again, we beat this one. Go ahead, Ingrid.
I just want to say, student council just got back from their fall conference. And this is the group, and I know that you're familiar with this, but this is the group that kind of trains them to sit with you. And so they went and did some resolutions, and I believe Logan was a part of that. But that also is something that they fundraised for over the course of the year, and to continue those activities, they need some seed money to do that.
Okay. Again, this was a tough one, and I know we beat this one up again, too, and with our funding and what's going on with us. I know that we chatted about this, and I think we find it hard, unfortunately, to fund this unless some council members have anything different. But that's, again, Jack hit it on the head. Our funding is getting squished all the way, too, and it's just unfortunate. I hope things will get a little better, but I think we're going to have a little hard time until summer, and I think we're going to be all kind of squeezing the belts a bit. So unfortunately, I think we were going to have to pass on this one this time. So, but do come back, and we appreciate the letters, because that's the important steps you don't get if you don't ask. So, but thank you for approaching us on that one. With that, we're going to move on to number 4. It's It's the Chagatai Gungan tribe for the Christmas potluck dinner. And we chatted about this one this afternoon at length, too, because this is another one of those deals where it's a big thing. It's a community function. And we do give to, we try to fund all these things. It's just been really hard. And I think we come to a number that I hope helps out. I know they're working hard. It sounded like quite a few entities are already donating to this cause. But we were looking to give $500 to the Christmas potluck. Is the council comfortable with that? I'd entertain a motion to that effect. Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil, for a total of $500 to the Chagatai Gungan Community Christmas Potluck. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number five this evening is... Jordan's going to be chatting about our vision navigation strategic planning presentation to the borough. I think this is more a little informational. If people see something that they want included on this, then Jordan will be at that. But this is kind of a bullet point thing, and I'll just turn this over to you, Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, as alluded to earlier, I'll be presenting on behalf of the City of Sandpoint at the borough's strategic planning committee meeting. I did it last year. So this is kind of what I presented last year. I know some things change. I'll do my best when they're not just to read off PowerPoint because nobody wants to hear that. So if there's anything you see here that you think is outdated, inaccurate, needs to be added, you want taken off, just let me know. I can gladly make those changes. But I think it is important to have a city representative there specifically for the city. I know of other city residents there, but different capacities. So I'll do my best to present the community and make sure our voices are heard because there's some challenges coming up.
Very good. I appreciate it. Everybody, if you have anything, please contact City. Call me. Call Jordan. Let's get it out if you have something if need be.
I'm not sure I'd call the self-service adequate.
Okay. I have to agree with you on that one, Alan. But anyway, so we'll get those off to you with any suggestions, whatnot. So I appreciate that, Jordan. And we'll go ahead and move on and close that portion of the meeting. If there are any other, not hearing any, I'll open up the floor to public comment. So at this time, I'm sorry, did I miss someone? I guess not. Anyway, at this point, the open floor for public comment.
Well, I need to go back to my report. I forgot to mention that, I got the parts ordered for the travel. It was $200 more than that what I sent you. And I'm not sure how much it's going to cost in the labor. They'll be sending that to me later on through email, and it's probably going to be around the middle of January before you can get out there because some of the parts are 4 weeks out.
Okay. No, I'll work with you on that one. Yeah, I must. Appreciate it. I was going to mention something this afternoon, and we got gone. So. Anyway, thanks, Douglas. Anybody else? Public comment? Not hearing any. I'll close that portion of the meeting, and I'm going to move to the council comments. And Danny, before I forget you, I'm going to call on you first.
Nothing here tonight, sir.
Okay, thank you, Danny. Emil?
Just a big thank you to the police department downstairs that is going to get rewarded for kind of their hard work down there, and being able to get those new rigs into town and from all the drug money that was seized in forfeiture funds. So it's really nice to see that we can get a little bit out of something that's so horrible that's going on here. So other than that, that'd be about it.
Okay. Thanks, Emil. I agree with you on that one. So, Shirley? Okay. Thank you. Marika?
No comments.
Thank you. Alan?
I've talked out.
Wow, that was a rough afternoon.
It was.
Okay, thank you, Al. And Jack?
I think I'm on about the same page.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. And with that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Not hearing any. Thank you guys for coming this evening, and thank you guys. I appreciate it when there's people in the audience, and I wish we could do more, but keep coming. I mean, it's not over yet. And good luck on your fundraising. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.